VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Ugandan police said Sunday they have rescued an American woman and her driver. They'd been kidnapped by gunmen in a national park. On Twitter, the Ugandan police said the two are in good health and in the safe hands of security officials. Ugandan security teams had been hunting down the gunman who demanded a $500,000 ransom after kidnapping American Kim Endicott and her Ugandan guide in a national park that was popular and that is popular with tourists. They were ambushed on April 2nd in Queen Elizabeth National Park, a protected area near the porous border with Congo. It remains unclear if a ransom was paid in the case of Endicott. The United Nations has issued an urgent appeal for a two-hour truce in the suburbs of Tripoli to evacuate civilians and the wounded as forces loyal to military commander General Khalifa Haftar continue a push aimed at taking the capital. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will annex Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank if he wins another term in office. Netanyahu says he will give sovereignty, but from his perspective, any point of settlement is Israeli, and the Israeli government has the responsibility. He says he will not uproot anyone and will not transfer sovereignty to the Palestinians. In a television interview, he said he would extend Israeli sovereignty to settlements. Senior Palestinian official Saeb Erekat says Netanyahu's latest pledge and his past actions are destroying the two-state solution. He says it is the responsibility of the international community to do something about it. A war monitor says shelling has killed 13 civilians in northwest Syria on Sunday. This is VOA News.